Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.9 WBUR. Good morning. I'm Deborah Becker. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris make their first appearance together in Delaware today. Biden, the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, named Harris as his choice for vice president yesterday. The California senator becomes the first Black and Asian American woman to run on a major party presidential ticket. Meantime, in a local political race, things got personal during last night's Massachusetts Senate debate between incumbent Ed Markey and his challenger, Congressman Joe Kennedy. To discuss these events, we're joined by WBUR's political analyst, Democrat Michael Curry, who's former president of Boston's NAACP and former Massachusetts Republican Governor Jane Swift. Thanks to both of you for being with us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's start with the vice presidential choice. Michael Curry, why do you think that Joe Biden went with Kamala Harris?
Yeah, I think there's a number of reasons. I think when you look at the pool of candidates that he was drawing from for vice president, it was a strong group of women, particularly. And I think it came down to some really key things that he was looking for in a vice presidential candidate, a sharpness of message, someone who had experience on the campaign trail. You do not want to run into the gaffes, the mistakes that typically can happen in a national campaign. And you want someone who's vetted. Kamala Harris is vetted. She's been on the national stage. She's shown herself to be very effective as a campaigner and a toughness. And quite frankly, she's, you know, depending on how you calculate a Gen Xer, right, whether it's 60 or 65, she falls into that category of a Gen Xer. So she brings some energy to the campaign as well.
Mm-hmm. As someone who's worked in civil rights for so long, how significant is it for you to see a Black woman on the ticket? And what do you say about the folks who've criticized her record on criminal justice reforms?
You know, I think one is people have to run on their records. So sort of working backwards, I think Kamala Harris, like any of us, would have to run on our votes and our record. I think she had to account for that and speak to that as a candidate. And this is a significant moment, I think, for any of us who understand history and understand the intentional leaving out in history of African Americans from leadership, that we had great gains under Reconstruction in the 1860s. And then we went through decades of being locked out of elected office, out of power, out of influence. And to have Barack Obama in 2008 and a Kamala Harris as a candidate should make us all proud of this accomplishment.
Mm-hmm. And the criticism of her record, do you think that will continue to dog her?
Yeah, I think she's, you know, anybody who worked in law enforcement, whether you're a police officer, a police chief, a police commissioner, or a DA, or an attorney general in her case, you're going to have to speak to your record. And there's going to be some challenge to whether you handled cases appropriately. I have no doubt that she'll have to apologize for some and she'll be able to speak to others. And I actually believe that's true for any of us in those positions.
Jane Swift, do you think Harris was the right choice?
I actually think it was a very good choice. Joe Biden recognizes that he's probably ahead in this race, unlike when John McCain made a risky choice with Sarah Palin. I think that the vice president, Joe Biden, recognizes that he's in a general election now, not a primary election. And he made a choice that appeals to moderates, to swing voters, to folks who are on the fence. And I think Michael's right that it is a huge moment for people in the Black community. But frankly, I think this appeals to a lot of women of my generation who see that Kamala Harris has worked her way by, you know, paying her dues, going to school, studying hard, just slowly making her way through the rungs of power. And that will appeal to women across a broad section of the electorate.
Let's turn to last night's Senate debate between Senator Ed Markey and Congressman Joe Kennedy. It was broadcast on Boston's Channel 4. Kennedy accused Markey, this is an issue that's come up a couple of times now, of not doing enough for the family of DJ Henry. He was shot by a police officer in 2010, and his parents asked Markey for help in reopening the case, and they say Markey didn't help him. Kennedy criticized Markey for this. I'm wondering, is this a message that you think is particularly strong right now? Jane, we'll start with you.
Well, I actually saw the video by the Henry family on social media, and I think that stands for itself. And I think it's very powerful. I think what was striking to me about last night's debate was, well, you had the presidential ticket on the Democratic side moving toward the middle in the general election, that the debate last night obviously is still in a primary, and both candidates seem to be fighting for room on the left, if you will, of the side of the aisle.
Mm-hmm. And your thoughts, Michael Curry?
Yeah, first and foremost, as a civil rights activist and attorney for years, the D.J. Henry case has been left out of the national and local conversations around police violence. We knew then when he was a student at Pace University and was murdered by those police officers that it was murder. So credit to those who did speak up and step out when he was murdered and showed up. I thought it was a pretty unfortunate situation that Markey had to defend to the fact that he wasn't as present in that case as the family needed or wanted him to be. And I think, again, that goes to his record. I think the letter that he wrote, and Kennedy's pointing out the letter as not being enough, will appeal to some younger voters who want more courageous action on racial justice issues. They won't want a letter. They want you to be a vocal and zealous advocate to get justice for that family. And I think Markey had to speak to that last night, and Kennedy was pretty impactful with the accusation.
Now, this race is defined or described as being very, very tight leading up to the primary. And in the minute we have left here, I'm wondering if either of you saw anything in last night's debate that changes the dynamics at all. Jane Swift?
I do think the Henry video by his family changes the race. I have two young Democratic voters in my household, and when they saw that video, it swayed them.
Michael Curry?
Yeah, I think that, as the governor said, that was one probably the most compelling part of the debate. I thought Markey did rebound, though, when he talked about fighting for that Senate seat in the 1970s with Doris Bunty and Mel King and others for Senator Owens, eventually Senator Owens. And I thought that was a somewhat of a rebuttal to that. But I think, again, it's a mixed record that you have to show up all the time. But I think most importantly, two good men, quite frankly, in the last few years, even Markey has an A from the NAACP National around his civil rights advocacy. It's just unfortunate that it became very personal as they started talking about attacks and attack ads and death threats. They both are good men.
All right. Democrat Michael Curry, former president of Boston's NAACP, Republican Jane Swift, former Massachusetts governor. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Markey and Kennedy will meet next Tuesday for their final debate, co-hosted by WBUR. You can listen here on air and watch it online at WBUR.org Tuesday, starting at 7 p.m.